So that wasn't actually a plane flying overhead as it sounded. That was the engine of a plane being tested. So what's happening is I live fairly close to Ambley Air Force Base, which is one of the, the major military air force base in Queensland. It's probably, that's roughly 7 or 8 km from where I live, I think. I'm not quite sure what that is in miles. But what I've been told happens is, and anybody who knows this better than me, feel free to correct me, but this is just what I've been told from friends, acquaintances in the forces. So what happens is they have to stress test the engines of the aircraft because they're put under so much stress and so much pressure in flight, especially on the fighter jets. Because out here at the moment, we've got a couple of squadrons of Super Hornets. So they're sort of the successor to the F-111s, which are sort of our major fighting craft for many years. And the Super Hornets are a little bit smaller, not quite as fast, and don't carry quite as much equipment as the F-111 fighter jet used to do. But that's what they were replaced with. So this was done with the F-111s and with the fighter, and with the Hornets as well. But what they do is they basically put the plane and put the engine away from everything else. It's in like a bit of a bunker, like a big concrete bunker, and they rev it up to its highest point, and they just hold it there, and then slowly bring it back down again. And they're monitoring this the whole time, testing the vibrations, how many RPMs it does, all of this sort of thing, just to make sure that it's running at its highest capabilities. And they do this in, they seem to do this in stages. So for the past couple of nights, from about 7 till 10, we randomly get this roar of engine, of plane engines, and they're not flying over, they're not doing anything, they're actually on the ground. But if that's how loud that is, 7 or 8 kilometres away, I would hate to be anywhere near it when they were actually doing this test. It would be beyond deafening, I would imagine. So I'm very, 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 very used to the Air Force Base. I'm used to craft flying over constantly. Growing up, it was, you know, just an everyday occurrence that we had, the F-111s coming over. We had the aircraft carriers coming through. We had, all sorts of large and small aircraft coming through. We used to be on their direct flight path until they changed it, probably 6 or 7 years ago now. They took it away from the residential areas because there was just far too many complaints about it. But we still get them flying over. They still circle out over this section of town to come into land and to take off again. So we still get them circling around to do their takeoff and landing, especially when they are doing training flights and test flights and maneuvers and all the fun stuff that the military normally do. So I've finally managed to capture a little bit of one of the tests. I wanted to get more, but you can't predict when they're going to do them, so I was just lucky enough to be outside when that last one kicked off and managed to get most of it. So I'll do my best to catch a bit more, but it's hard to tell. I'm really having trouble tonight. Sorry, guys. Thought somebody might be interested in this. I'll go before I stuff up my sentences even further. Bye.